professor in news. I'm Keith Peters reporting. The United States views Iran's threat to attack Israel as credible. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
National Security spokesman John Kirby isn't discussing intelligence details or timelines, but says,
"We do believe that this still is a viable threat."
Kirby says the U.S. is communicating with Israel about making sure they can defend themselves against an Iranian attack. Israel's military said it's ready if Iran retaliates for a deadly airstrike on the Iranian consulate in Syria. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is blocking a move to invite Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to address a joint session of Congress. On the Salem News program This Week on the Hill, House Speaker Mike Johnson, who initiated the invitation, says Schumer's foot dragging is unfortunate.
Right now, Israel is at war. Their very identity, their very existence is being threatened. And the idea that we would not roll out the red carpet and invite our close friend and ally to come and update the Congress on that, to me, is unconscionable. I don't know what Chuck Schumer is doing with that. This should have been signed many days ago and sent, so we're trying to apply the pressure that's necessary to make sure that happens. I need his signature on the paper so that we can get that sent.
The full interview with Speaker Johnson will be heard on This Week on the Hill, premiering this weekend on many of these same stations. The House has passed a bill to reauthorize and reform a key U.S. government surveillance tool without including broad restrictions on how the FBI uses this crucial program to search for Americans' data. But despite passage with bipartisan support, opponents of the final proposal forced a vote on a procedural motion to be taken early next week, further delaying the legislation being sent to the Senate. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 475 points. This is SRN News. The annual Dirty Dozen list is out.
It comes from the National Center on Sexual Exploitation, and it is a ranking of mainstream contributors to the endangerment of America's children. The center says the Dirty Dozen are, quote, corporations, brands, and organizations you likely know and love, which facilitate, normalize, and often benefit from sexual exploitation. This year's list includes Spotify, Apple, Reddit, and LinkedIn. The whole list can be viewed at endsexualexploitation.org. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion clinics in liberal states are looking to profit from bans on abortion in conservative states. According to the Guttmacher Institute, interstate travel for abortions nearly doubled between the years 2020 and 2023. Out-of-state patients accounted for 16% of abortions obtained nationally last year. That's compared to 9% in the year 2020. This is SRN News. Millions of people are facing starvation in Sudan, where it's been nearly a year since civil war broke out.
They did a measurement of malnutrition, a mass screening of more than 60,000 children and women, and they came out with those figures that around a third of the children under five are acutely malnourished. Actually, about 40% under two are acutely malnourished. And breastfeeding and pregnant women are also around 30% malnourished, which is a staggering figure. They also have another category called severe acute malnutrition. They said 8% of children were suffering from that. And in this category, if you don't get to medical treatment from 6 to 8 weeks, then you could die.
The BBC's Barbara Pledusher. Heavy rains pounding parts of Kenya have led to the deaths of at least 13 and displaced some 15,000 people. More on these stories available at townsrnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.